Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, get into the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then the song. When our right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast, featuring hosts J-Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back. And some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I'm J.O.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
Shane from Philly.
Shane from Philly. Shane from Philly. Back in the building. Cameraman, how you doing, brother? Two thumbs up.
Okay. H. Ross Perot.
Presidential. Here's Ross Perot. Yeah, very Ross Perot-ish. Episode 507, guys. We're discussing the best landing spots for the 2024 offensive free agency, guys.
FSP style. Almost.
Better damn know it.
Almost. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Kicking off to you, Jeff, best of the week. Talk to the people.
Shane. No. Do you watch professional wrestling?
Oh, my God.
I do not.
All right. I'm not.
But I'll guess.
I'm not going to do it. No, don't worry about it. I'm not going to do it.
Thanks, brother.
My best of the week, I got two, is AI getting the statue in Philly.
That's hard.
And my guy Russ, the Brody, coming up with over 100, 200 affordable housing units in his neighborhood in California.
That's right.
My guy's doing great things, man. I love to see it.
Yeah. Shout out to your guys. Who's your guys? Shane, talk to the people, man. Give me your best of the week.
Best of the week is MLS is back.
Mm.
In full swing. We got some tournaments going. We got some MLS regular season going. So really excited for that.
Yeah. Shout out to that. MLS, Nashville Soccer Club. Shane gave me his tickets. I was in there. He had great seats. Shout out to Shane.
He looked out.
He looked out for the boy. My best of the week is Big Meech. Shane, are you familiar with Big Meech?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, Big Meech was approved his request to be released early by 32 months. So he'll be home in 2025. Big Meech, you ever heard of Rick Ross's song? They think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover? No, not really.
I know the
Larry. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's the Big Meat you was referring to. But yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, worst of the week. Yeah, it's good content. Shane, give me your worst of the week.
Adults and internet weirdos.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Okay.
He's going to be good.
Let's go. Do you remember Baby Gronk?
Yeah, Baby Gronk. Yeah.
Baby Gronk came out with a video Wednesday, I believe.
Okay.
Said, I'm retiring from football because I don't have fun with it anymore.
Okay.
Why? Because his dad drilled it into him. His dad was driving everything. And the internet made it a huge deal.
They did.
And you've got people like Charlie Woods, who is Tiger Woods' son, obviously. People will not give the kid a chance to just be a kid. He's 15 years old.
Yeah.
This guy, Baby Gronk, 10 years old. You know, he could have had a huge career. Yeah. But because of these adults, because of these internet weirdos. They're just drilling him. They're drilling it into them. Like, oh, you're going to be the next Gronk. You're going to be the next whatever. Yeah. You're going to be the next your dad.
Yeah.
Let the kid be a kid. Let him have fun. Let him watch Bluey, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. All yeah, that's facts. Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah, that's the thing, too. Even with LeBron's son, he's going through the same thing. Just let him have fun. Go to the fucking, like, college and just be a kid. You know how much fun we all had in college, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
His heart was broke. Don't put him in the mock drafts already. Let him, you know, if he gets drafted, he gets drafted. Yeah. If not, you know, he's at USC.
Yeah, he's at USC. He's at USC. Come on, man.
That just sounds like fun, man.
You know what he's doing? Man, come on, man. My worst of the week. It's inflation, guys. The beefy five-layer burrito was 89 cents when it came out in 2009. Same year that the federal minimum wage was released to $7.25 for a maximum. Today, that burrito is $3.99, man, for a five-layer burrito. Four times the original price, but minimum wage is unchanged. That's a bummer, ain't it?
Dude, that's not good.
That's not good. No, it's not good. And it's the same shit that's in that same five-layer burrito. Yep. What's your Taco Bell order?
Ooh, the Doritos Locos Tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And a Baja Blast.
Ah, empanada. They got to get empanada, too. I usually, well, I ain't been there in years, but the quesadilla.
That's it.
Yeah, the chicken quesadilla.
That's the move.
Then you put the mild sauce in the bag. You squirt it into the bag, and then you rub it.
Oh, that's a
vibe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, now for sure you rub it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's just you, big dog. Yeah,
that's maybe you. Maybe I'm solo. Yeah. Jeff, what you got worse of the week?
Shane, the reason why I asked you, do you watch professional wrestling is we have a segment on this show called Who Gets the W from time to time. My co-host last week put Who Gets the W to bed. It's tough. You did. It was tough. And I don't know. People are reaching out. What are we going to do? I have no clue, man. That was one of my favorite parts of the show, and they ruined it on me.
Man, we're going to bring it back. It'll just be you against Weezy.
No, how can it be me, and I'm the one reading the question?
Oh, you know how many times I've gotten in on conversations?
You never got in on, when we did FSP trivia, you never got in on FSP trivia.
You don't know that. Dude, you and Weezy know the answers.
Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music to catch up on the full archive of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Ho.
Yes, sir.
And myself.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for the listeners? Yes, Jeff, we do.
Yeah, we do.
The recipient is Camila Grabsky. Excuse me.
No, you're right. You're right, Jeff. That's it. Camila Grabsky is 36 years old, Shane. She sued an insurance company in the country of, I ain't gonna say the country, but anyway, after a 2017 car crash, she claimed because her debilitating neck and back pain prevented her from holding down a job for the past 5 years. The car accident was a result of someone hitting her from the back. We're gonna pause that. And allegedly left her unable to care for her young children and complete household chores. Here's the thing. She quit her job shortly after that, received disability payments, and argued that the previous and future lost income totaled more than $500,000 soon after, a photo surfaced of Grabska competing in a Christmas tree throwing event.
Yup.
On January the 8th, nearly a year after the accident supposedly left her with disabling pain. The competition involves people throwing roughly 5-foot spruce trees as far as they're able to do it. Grabska denied she faked her injuries while in court, saying she was trying to live a normal life and refute any damages caused by losing her disability check of $800,000.
Now Camila,
dog, just set it out.
All-time fumble.
Like, what? Dude, you had one job.
Yeah.
And that's to be disabled for the rest of your life, dude. What are you doing?
It's like lie. Lie for longer.
Just lie. She was throwing the hell out of you.
She got yeeted.
Dude, she was
heaving that bitch.
Like, what are you doing? She was trying to win that bitch. Oh, man. Camila.
She better have won.
Yeah. Listen.
She better won.
She better have won. Yeah. They didn't say. She probably didn't win. Damn. Well, we'll let Shane deliver that yellow box of Cheerios to her.
Hey, first class.
You guys ready to get started the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, hottest sports news of the past week, like you do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
Your boy, Big Jeff.
And Shane from Philly.
Shane, what is your social media? Where can they find you at, my brother?
You tell me. No one follows me.
I love it.
No, I think it's on Instagram. It's probably like at Nashvillain1890.
Yeah, that sounds. I'm telling you,
it sounds about right.
Shane, that is your Twitter username, but in turn, it sounds like you be on there like trolling. That's a troll name for sure.
No, I'm patrolling the Facebook walls.
Okay, there we go. Jeff, what about you, my brother?
I'm Jay Easley, 84 across all social media platform.
Yeah, and I'm J-Hub on Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk on Twitter. Let's have a full conversation. Bring Shane out of the woodworks.
Yes.
That's on Instagram. That's Instagram. Yeah.
That was a good
guess. Yeah, it was good. Let's kick things off with the NFL Scouting Combine, guys. Three of the NFL's top prospects will not be participating in the on-field drills in Indy this week, as Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Marvin Harrison Jr. all declined to work out. Now, Williams and Daniels will throw for teams, but as their pro day approaches only in March. Now, Harrison Jr. won't work out at all, won't talk to anybody. And it also has came out that Caleb Williams will not do any medical. First time ever in combine history.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison and Williams would also not hire an agent throughout the draft process. Jeff, is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
It's a huge deal. I love it. This is the Lamar Jackson effect. You're seeing what you have with players, you know, keeping it in-house. And let's be real. Caleb Williams got enough film. Maserati Marv, we don't need any more film. We know what that is. We know what that is. Like, he's going to be the first wide receiver off the board, one of the top 3 to 5 picks off the board, no matter what. So it's a big deal to me. It's showing players are stepping into their favor. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was Marvin Harrison that said it, where he was training for football versus training to train.
Yeah.
We already know, you know, 4 is his lowest landing spot with the Cardinals. Like, that's already kind of a given.
Yes, sir.
So he, you know, focused on football and keeping doing the drills like that versus having to, you know, blow a hammy by trying to do the 40-yard dash.
Yeah. This is game-changing, especially not going to do the medical. Like, that's – and, again, I don't want to see people running in underwear either. So – it's kind of an old age thing. Kind of looks a little weird watching all of that stuff. But what Marvin Harrison Jr. is doing is like, I'm number one.
Yeah.
Malik Nabers is faster than me.
Yeah.
If I go out there and run a slower 40 than him, it could be a possibility that he goes before me. Some people say Malik Nabers is actually better than Maserati Marv. So in turn, man, it's one of those things. This is the last chance to kind of get in front of people and show that you are the guy to raise your stock.
Mm-hmm.
I think neither of these guys, all three of them, don't have any chance as far as participating, gaining more steam to be a top three guy, because they're already top three guys. Hell, I think Jaden Daniels would be the second quarterback taken and go to the Washington Commanders. So
yeah,
it's going to be tough, man. As far as the future, though, I think more and more of the guys, the top tier guys, will set things out. And if they see how well that this goes for Marvin Harrison, Caleb Williams, not even doing medical, it's going to be a thing that the NFL is going to probably have to mandate some of this stuff to kind of make sure that this happens, because it is power to the players. They're trying to be as empowered as the NBA is, and this is the start. Having people like representing yourself with a rookie contract is baseline. You don't need anybody to do that. Oh, now you may be endorsements, things of that nature. Yeah, but as far as like getting this rookie contract, it's a sliding scale. If you're slotted at the fourth pick, you're going to get the exact same price. So power to the people, though. This is a game changer, and I think very similar to like how people set out bowl games, it'll be the same thing with this.
Well, also, I mean, the combine's kind of antiquated at this point. Like, yep. why do we have this anymore? I mean, even why did it – why did it happen in the first place?
Yep.
I believe Chris Long said on his podcast where it was, you know, back in the old days of the NFL, all the NFL owners decided, like, hey, we're going to get everybody together to make it more cost-effective to get everybody in, yeah. do the medicals, you know, look at everybody. Now, everyone's on television. Yeah. Everything's televised. Everything's yeah. on social media. Everything is, you know, available right then and there. Yeah. So you don't really need a combine.
I agree.
And I loved what Jaden said about having his pro day mm-hmm. be attended by everybody, because he's not going to be throwing at the combine like you mentioned.
Yep.
You know, he's going to draw all those scouts in.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen then? Maybe somebody in the pro day, he gets
yeah.
a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he
yeah.
wouldn't have gotten because he didn't get invited to the combine, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
You know, really in reality, they're bringing more awareness to their teammates.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And also, just think about this, dude. They're practicing since January to run like track people.
Yeah.
You don't run the same exact way when there's a football field yeah. and you're lined up in front of a cornerback, or you're running behind an offensive line. You're just doing this just to make sure that you get to a 4.2 or a 4.3,
yeah.
when in actuality, it doesn't really matter. You only are training for this. It's like studying for the SAT or the ACT. It's a standardized test. Some people go in and do really well because they study for said test. But at the same time, it's like, okay, after this, you'll never study for the SAT again. It's a one-hit thing. It's yeah. stupid. It should be, like Shane mentioned, should be done with anyway. But, yeah, man, it's out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Never. This I forget who said it. It was like, I never ran a 40 again. I'm always gonna be a 4.4 speed. I've never had to run a 40 again.
But you're practicing to getting out of those box, dude. No, you're not running the Olympics.
Now let's be honest though. FSP combine. Who wins?
I'm last.
I run. I'm gonna be real. Last time I ran a 40 was in high school.
Shane, you might beat me in a race. Now. I ain't bullshit.
I ran a 40 in high school. That was it.
I'm not running nothing.
Well, you got those weak Achilles, so
yeah. I like
my chances.
Yeah, no, you do. You got real good chances.
I'll meet you at the Y, and we'll do it.
No, I ain't doing. I got bad luck running shit. You know, we can do bench. Yeah, we can do that. And some like, I ain't benching with you. What the hell? Nah. Talk about that, go, Jeff.
You'll be on a little road machine.
Nah.
Just the road. Oh shit. Yeah. The summer of LeBron 2024 is fastly approaching, cameraman. He has a player option for $51 million with the Los Angeles Lakers. However, LeBron James is looking for a 3-year, upwards of $100 million contract this offseason. If you are an NBA GM, Shane, are you taking the LeBron call?
Biased because I'm a LeBron guy. I'm taking that call just to talk to him, but that is a large price tag.
Yeah, man.
That's a huge
price tag. Yeah. So this is the thing. LeBron James, he secured the title of the highest paid NBA player in NBA history. $431 million in salary by the conclusion of this year. He's earned $119 million this year. He's the highest paid athlete in all of sports last year. He beat out soccer guys. You know how much they get paid. So in your 21st season, you are the oldest active player, and you want me to pay you at 45, all up until you're 45? LeBron James, he don't play defense now. Can you imagine what he's going to look like at 45?
Not good.
He'll be 45 in 3 years.
Dude.
He'll be 42.
Dude, that.
What's the difference between 45 and 43?
That's what I'm saying.
Bro.
What is the difference, Jeff?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. So, but here, go ahead.
I'm done. Yeah.
If I'm a championship contender,
oh shit,
I take the call, because I saw what LeBron just did against the Los Angeles Clippers the other night. And if I'm getting that in spurts, not every night, if I'm feeling, I got Maxi and I have Embiid every night, I'm taking the LeBron call. If I'm Milwaukee and I can somehow make this work contractual wise, I'm taking a LeBron call.
No way.
If I'm the New York Knicks.
You don't need LeBron James. Tibbs?
I'm getting there. If I'm the Cleveland Cavaliers, if I'm the New York Knicks, if I'm the Cleveland Cavaliers, I take that LeBron call.
That's selfish, bro. LeBron James should be taking the vet men.
There's no way. He's providing too much.
I get it.
Every night in and night out. No. To take a veteran minute.
I totally understand.
He's not taking a veteran minute until he is 45.
He transcends sports. Mm-hmm. He brings in so much money, yeah. Financial success, just him being on the floor. I get that. But to get the same extension as a 30-year-old AD at 42, hell nah. Hell nah. Any team that wants to pay him $60 million, whatever the hell he want, at 42 years old and stunt the growth of young players that you're talking about with Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, Darius Garland, you get what you ask for. He complains in January or February every year to get people traded. Can you imagine that old crotchety LeBron James?
I got one more for you that nobody's talking about. If I'm the San Antonio Spurs,
hell no.
I'm taking the LeBron James call.
Hell no.
No, he won't. Mm-mm. He gonna unlock him like he's never been unlocked. Like he's gonna steal your word unlock. LeBron James will unlock Wimby in another way.
Shame. Here's what I'm thinking. All these owners obviously own businesses. Why not just have LeBron take a lower salary, $10 million, $20 million a year, and under the table or, you know, just whatever, just kick him some shares.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you're going to own some of Fanatics. I don't know if Josh owns any of the teams in the NBA, but, you know, that's where he can kind of make up that money from.
I understand, like, what y'all are saying. He deserves to get the money because he brings in so much money into said franchise off the court. I totally understand that. But if you're making $100 million already off the court, you can miss out on a 20 and take a 20. At least 20, you can't get 40, 60 million bucks at 42.
I'm with you. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm with you if I'm Chris Paul that has never won my ring. I'm with you if I'm James Harden that's never won my ring. Russell Westbrook has never won my ring. I'm taking those pay cuts to win a ring. I'm LeBron James. I have nothing else to prove other than to get my bag. And my worth is bringing, you're getting that money back no matter what, wherever you bring me to.
And my only thing is, it sets a precedent. If you take that less money, then anytime when Durant is around the same age, if he's still playing, people will say, oh, well, LeBron James took a pay cut to do this.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take a pay cut now.
Yeah.
Is that fair to put that on other people if he sets that standard and says, well, I'm going to do this so that every player moving forward has to do the same thing?
But here's the thing. Every player that is on the decline, Father Time has jumped on their back, it has happened. Dwayne Wade did it. You look at Jason Kidd did it for the Dallas Mavericks. Even going back a little bit further to some of the teams that what's my guy's name? Clyde Drexler took a big pay cut to come to Houston.
I don't think that's apples to apples because LeBron James is still top 12 player in the league.
He's not gonna be. So you saying he's gonna be a second team All NBA, third team All NBA?
He was starter. Also, he'll be third team All NBA. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. He'll be 13
on the air. All right, before we get started with halftime, let's talk some college football. That's ridiculous. Former Washington Commanders,
I'm with you.
Offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy is finalizing a 2-year deal with UCLA to become the Bruins' next OC. Bieniemy's return to UCLA. He was the running backs coach there from 2003 to 2005. Comes after he spent 5 seasons as the Kansas City Chiefs OC and the past 5 years with the same title for the Washington football team. Shane, is this a good thing or a bad thing for Eric Bieniemy?
I think it's just a thing. His offenses are awesome.
Yeah.
Him and the Chiefs, they ran a great offense, him with Big Red. Then he goes to the Commanders, and he made Sam Howell look good for a couple weeks. That's hard to do. So when you lose Chip Kelly at UCLA, they're probably trying to think about bringing in another big name. But the thing that I'm thinking about is Bieniemy, I'm sure, and I'm not sure if he's publicly said it or not, but I'm sure he has head coaching aspirations, and who wouldn't take a flyer on him? But it's taken this long. And I don't know what the reason is, and you know, you can speculate a lot of different things, but obviously he produces what he does. So maybe it's just him stepping down from the Commanders, not wanting to be part of Dan Quinn's new offense and defense, or just the team itself. But really, I guess maybe it's just trying to show, like, look, this is what I can do.
Bless you, brother.
And if he puts himself in a good position to get a head coaching job in college, maybe then that's his way in to get an NFL job. But you know, I just hope he does well. I like UCLA. I like their colors. I like the school itself.
Good Jordan team.
Good color scheme.
Great color scheme. They got great jerseys.
Yeah.
What you got, Jeff?
This is tough for Eric Bieniemy. The Washington Commandos hired Cliff Kingsbury. while he still was employed as their offensive coordinator. So there that happened. But, you know, he gets a shot going back to UCLA, like Jay said. They don't have a head coach yet, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they do. Deshaun Foster.
You're right. And then he's the assistant head coach for Eric Bieniemy. So this is a good spot for him. Get to tweak that offense even more and get to show what he can do. And hopefully by this time next year, he gets the phone calls being the head coach.
Yeah.
That's how we hope.
He can only hope for the best. I think it's a great fit for him. I mean, on average, they're right around 18 NFL openings over the past 3 years. He's interviewed for every last one of those jobs. That's half the league. They've all seen him, and nobody's hired him for a reason. So, in turn, just go back to college, get in a situation where you go there and you bring back the fire that you brought for Patrick Mahomes and Big Red with a new team with Deshaun Foster, first-year head coach, an offense that you can just cultivate. I think he will blend a little bit easier in college just due to the fact that he's such a and I hate Jeff, it hates me to say this, but the way that he coaches is more suited for the college game. Mm-hmm. I would say that. Yeah, I had to fix that for Jeff. But
thanks, man.
Yeah, let's say he goes and have a good season at UCLA. A lot of offensive coordinators, a lot of associate head coaches that have been in college football have transitioned on to the NFL as either a head coach or an associate head coach in the NFL. I think it's the next transition for him. Let's hope for him. UCLA is going to be bad next year, though, guys. I'm just going to be honest with you. So, in turn, he's going to be there for a couple of years. And, hell, I think the best place for him to go is going back to the place where he started, which is Colorado. Why not go there and they'll have a new quarterback next year, and you go there and put that high-powered offense with Deion Sanders and make magic. I mean, he played at Colorado. Just go there. Do that.
And let's see how well he can recruit too. That since that'll be
a new thing.
Aspect to the whole thing.
Yeah. So we'll see. But you can't coach, or you can go in and bring kids and say,
yeah.
Okay. You can't go into a situation with coaches and like, hey, man, you know, this guy coached the best. So in turn, you had 5 years with the best. Bring it to college and doing it at your alma mater. Now, granted, he had a little shaky lead when he left out of Colorado, some stuff that was said there. So it might not be a welcoming homecoming for him, but I think that's the best way for him to go. Get with Deion Sanders. That'll work out because I think they'll be really good the year after Shadur leaves. So.
Yep, I like it.
Yep, you guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. It is the FSP, or Jeff, NBA Power Rankings. Let's get it, cameraman. At number 7, the Golden State Warriors. Winners of 5 of 6. Don't look now, Los Angeles Lakers. That's who you're going to see in the play-in tournament. At number 6, the Miami Heat. Winners of 5 of their last 6. Took a rough loss to Denver. Miami is doing what they normally do this time of year. Actually starting to play basketball, rounding in the form. So they're going to cause trouble in the East, as always. Good job by them. But a sleeper team at number 5, the Indiana Pacers. 4-1 since the All-Star break. Poised to make a run in the East. A run. They're going to win a series in the East. At number 4, Jay and I called this in NBA preseason. 4-1 since the All-Star break. The Orlando Magic, as of recording, currently sitting at 6th seed in the East. Surprise team in the Eastern Conference. Shout out to P5. At number 3, apparently an All-Star break is all they needed. Having lost coming out of the break, Doc Rivers and the traveling Giannis Antetokounmpos, a.k.a. the Milwaukee Bucks. And at number 2, also having lost coming out of the All-Star break, the Fighting Yoke Dogs in Denver, the Denver Nuggets. I'm glad you said it.
No. Listen, Michael Porter Jr. been on fire. You see what he did last night?
I do. You see what Jokic's been doing, too?
Jokic had 14 points. What I'm
efficient, though.
He only shot the ball 4 times.
Exactly.
No, what I'm saying is with Jokic, he don't even really want to score. He just be scoring because he has to. He's a constant mismatch. My bad. Go ahead.
No, you good.
Team Impact 6-4, Jokic?
Yeah.
They're not the number one team in the conference.
They are not.
Go ahead.
But the number one team in all of the NBA, winners of 9 straight, the best starting 5 in the NBA, and are currently healthy, the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
What can you say? We said it all year. As long as they're healthy.
It's tough out.
Now, they've let us down every year. This team has let you down every year. Hopefully this is the year they get it right and right the wrongs, exercise those demons that Steph Curry took for them in game four of the NBA championship 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Prayerfully that happens for Boston. But if not, they're going to let you down again. But as of right now, they are the number one team in the NBA. Certainly. And that is the FSP, or Jeff.
Just Jeff, bro.
NBA Power Rankings. You guys ready to get started with the second half?
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
The second half is underway. Full Sport Press.
Second half 2024 NFL free agency predictions. For the offense, I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
And Shane from Philly.
Shane from Philly. Or Nashvillian 1892, whatever the hell year. With the Super Bowl now in the rearview mirror, we're officially out of the 2023 NFL season and gearing up for 2024 over the next several months. 31 teams are going to do their best to catch up to the Kansas City Chiefs. Hurt saying that shit, boy. Don't even know why I put that down.
Yeah.
That one hurt. That process begins.
You abandoned me.
Yeah, in earnest with free agency, which begins next month. With that in mind, we're taking space this week to highlight some of the best available options on offense. Let's go with the top 10 or 11 offensive free agents. Starting off with number one, we have Kirk Cousins, quarterback, 35 years old. Shane, give me his free agency prediction and why.
All right. We're going to start a little crazy.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Homecoming back to Washington.
Oh, shit.
Allows Washington to either do one of two things. Draft Marvin Harrison, third or second overall or whatever they're drafting.
Oh, Shane.
Or get a ransom for that pick.
Okay.
And get three number ones, whatever it's going to be, because they're going to be able to get a lot of draft capital back for that, and maybe get, you know, Michael Penix to be the quarterback of the future.
Yeah,
because Kirk really only has what, one good year left, two good years left.
He's 35. No, come on,
give him a good year.
Achilles at 35.
Achilles.
First off, Achilles isn't an Achilles that we thought of, and Achilles is different in football. There's no jumping.
That's true.
Yeah, it's all straight lines, and it's you're going left to right. There's straight lines. In basketball, you're jumping at least 250 times. It's not the same. No. He'll be fine. Kirk will play at a high level until he's 38, 39.
He's got that Coles cash.
Yeah. He got the Coles cash.
He be tearing Coles up.
He definitely tearing Coles up.
What you got, Jeff?
I like that Commandos pick, but I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. Win now defense. Good to great, serviceable running game. Got some weapons on the outside. You need a steady hand at quarterback because old small hands pick and shout out to Spike Lou. That ain't working.
Nah.
So you go get Kirk.
Kirk.
In Pittsburgh and do Mike Tomlin the right way. Get him a player.
Okay. I'm rolling, staying in Minnesota. Kirk Cousins is a borderline top 10 quarterback. I've been telling Jeff this for the last 5 years when he's healthy. Yep. Extremely accurate. Can play the ball downfield, and you need to make sure that you keep Justin Jefferson as happy as possible. I think the only way that you would keep him happy is you bring Captain Kirk back. Kirk with the goals. Somebody got to get into a situation where they take care of their main guy or he walks out of the door. Bring back Kirk.
I think Justin Jefferson gone, though.
Nah, Justin Jefferson's not going anywhere.
I think if Kirk there, he'll stay.
Yeah, if Kirk's there, yeah, but I think they're trading him. I think they're blowing that up. They got the young receivers. He's not Justin Jefferson. But you can get
Jordan Addison.
You got Jordan Addison. You got the other kid too. Not KJ.
They ain't got nobody else.
They got Jordan Addison, and they got a tight. So they got players. You got
and they're Hockenson. Letting Madison walk.
Addison. Yeah. You could get something for Justin Jefferson. They just blow it all up.
Listen, man. This until he tore his damn Achilles, he was completing 70% of his passes and had 18 touchdowns and 5 picks. That is a top 10 quarterback. I would love to have Kirk Cousins.
Sure, you would. You should.
Yeah.
You should try to get him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Try to get him.
Can't afford him. Moving on to the next guy, we have T. Higgins, wide receiver. He was franchise tag offered for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's 25 years old. Jeff, give me his free agency prediction and why.
Yeah, he's staying in Cincy. They're going to run that back. Joe Cool's going to get healthy, and he's going to play that 1 year on the tag, and they're going to see what they can do.
Okay. Shane?
I agree. Getting that the tandem of him and Jamar Chase is just too good to pass up.
Yeah,
keep him on the tab or on the tag, sign him long term, and build that relationship with Joe.
I can dig it. I feel the same way. I think he's staying in since he dealt with a lot of injuries, especially after Joe Burrow goes in. I think that was on purpose just to make sure he goes into this contract year 100%. But we've seen that he has the like the capability to be a one or a pseudo for real, real one. But they put him as a two. He's a one, though.
He's a one.
Yeah. He hasn't even hit his prime yet, being 25 years old. But like you guys mentioned, with him and Chase, in four seasons, he has 24 touchdowns, dog. He's the guy that they go to in the red zone. They got to put it together one more time. I think they'll get rid of Mixon, which is going to suck. But they'll get in a guy to kind of help out with that. And he'll put the band back together one more time. All right, moving on to Mike Evans, wide receiver, 31 years old. There's no way that Mike Evans is only 31 years old.
10 years and 1,000 yards receiving every year.
Damn. He's 31.
Yeah.
All right, free agents prediction. Shane, where you got him going and why?
Stays in Tampa. I think Mike Evans is the best wide receiver that no one ever talks about. And I think he and however people talk about him, it's not enough. I think he's incredibly underrated, exactly for what Jeff just mentioned. You know, he is perennial 1,000 yards a year. Doesn't, you know, cause a scene, doesn't cause a fuss. All he does is come, he works, he performs, and he's just an absolute stud down in Tampa. And I think he had some really good chemistry with Baker this year as well. So we'll get to Baker, I'm sure, later on. But I just think that him in Tampa is really a match made in heaven. And really, he just kind of strikes you as that guy of being like that one team guy.
Mm-hmm.
Where he'll, at the end of his career, you know, his jersey will be in the rafters. And he just, you know, rides off into the sunset.
Dude, he don't even turn 31 until August.
Yeah.
Damn. What you got, Jeff?
So I'm glad you mentioned that. Here's one of those ones you're going to get mad at me about. This is what Mike Evans wants to do. Does he want a bag or does he want to win? He wants a bag. Arizona Cardinals got one for him right now.
Sure do. Mm-hmm.
They got one for him right now. If he wants to win, Kansas City Chiefs are right there.
Line one.
And they got him. And they can make it work.
It sure can.
So it depends on him. If he wants a bag, go to Arizona. If he want to win, go play with Patrick Mahomes.
I agree.
And he could be the first person to play with the NFL equivalent to Bill Russell with Tom Brady and Michael Jordan and Patrick Mahomes.
This is the fucking shit out. Anyway. I think he wants to play championship football. You play championship football with an agent, Travis Kelce, and the Swifties. You go to Kansas City. I think he's one of the most consistent pass-catching threats of any era. Like Shane mentioned, he's a walking 1,000-yard receiver. And they missed a guy that you can go over the top with and on top of that in the red zone. You just throw the ball every time to Kelce. They need a bona fide number one wide receiver. I don't think Patrick Mahomes has ever had a bona fide number one. Now, granted, I get Tyreek Hill, but he's not a one, like an X. And you can throw on the red zone. You're not throwing the ball up to Tyreek Hill.
Kelce's a one.
He's a tight. I'm talking about wide receiver one. Tight end one, though.
He's a ball catcher.
He's a ball catcher.
Hey, yo.
Hey, balls. Jesus Christ. Wow. But for 50-50 balls, sheesh.
Hey.
You need Mike Evans. And they got a cap space to get it done with Travis Kelce. I think this is the chance where they actually spend a little bit of money. And you got to spend a lot of money.
Not a lot.
Spend a little bit.
Yeah, because Arizona's going to overpay for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Moving on to Saquon Barkley, running back, 27 years old. Shane, free agency prediction and why?
Chargers. That will give Jim Harbaugh a really good, nice piece to work with in his offense. It fits, gives some stability to Justin Herbert and kind of a fresh start.
Yeah.
He did as well as he could have in New York with Danny Dimes as his quarterback. You really can't really expect much. So him going to San Diego, enjoy the sun, enjoy San Diego, and you know just ball out for old Jim.
Yep. What you got, Jeff?
I like it. But he's going to the other Harbaugh. He's going to Baltimore.
Oh, no.
He's going to Baltimore. No. J.K. Dobbins is a free agent.
He is.
They have no RB1 in that room. Dalvin Cook's a free agent. He's Saquon done. Barkley is going to Baltimore.
Dalvin Cook's done.
I'm just saying he's not there. He was on the team.
He dead meat.
They don't have an RB1 now. This solidifies them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Baltimore. Go play for a Super Bowl.
I like him going to the Chargers, but it makes more sense for him to be the guy in Houston for C.J. Stroud. This is the guy that if he stays healthy, he can lead that Texans team to the promised land. And he has just hadn't been able to stay as healthy as we wanted him to do. Him going with Greg Roman, and I know that Jim Harbaugh is synonymous for a running back that can catch out of the backfield and also run power. That is Saquon Barkley, but I think, man, it would be too hard to turn down the temptation of playing in Houston with I think the best young quarterback in the league. I got him going to the Houston Texans being their running back one.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the next guy. It is Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver, 26 years old. Jeff, give me your free agent prediction and why.
Titans got to make a move.
Oh, no, not in the division.
Titans got to make a move. At least try. Because the other wide receivers aren't going to fall your way.
Yeah.
And this is the consolation prize of all consolation prizes, unless he goes back to Indianapolis. But the Titans got to try.
You got
to
try.
You got to try.
I get it. Shane?
I think that Jeff may either hate this or like this. Buffalo.
I would love it.
Yeah, I would love it. Major upgrade from Gabe Davis.
Yeah, you know, with the kind of confusion surrounding Steph Diggs, is he going to be there? Does he hate Josh? Does he not hate Josh? You know, whatever the case may be.
I think that's how everyone looks at it.
Yeah. So giving him, you know, two bona fide options will complement also their pretty good tight ends as well, and I think that would be a pretty potent offense if he wants to win now. I think the Colts will try everything to do to keep him, because they need to keep him for Anthony.
Yeah.
But really, it's going to depend on what his mindset is and what he wants to do for the next 5 years. Do you want to stay in Indy under Jim Irsay, or do you want to go and try to win?
Yeah, no, I dig that. And I think this is the thing. I think him going back to the coach just makes the most sense.
Yeah. He's
coming off his best season of his career, 1,000 receiving yards, 109 catches. And the reason that the Philadelphia Eagles were so good is because of Shane Steichen. So, in turn, you got him alongside Anthony Richardson in that division. It'll be a long, long season if they don't have Pitt. So, I think they bring him back to be the X receiver, even if it's a franchise tag or somehow, some way. But the production and the great fit and Shane's – not Shane, but Shane Steichen's.
I'll take credit.
Yeah. Back under center with A. Rich, who's going to have a – he's going to have a great year next year. Colts got to retain their top target going back to Indy. Moving on to Derrick Henry, running back, only 30 years old. Only 30 years old. Feels like this is – I've been trying to tell y'all, this is a fleet car. I'm trying to tell you. It's 130,000 miles. Bro, he had like 200 carries a year in high school. Yeah. Bro, the carries is crazy for Derrick Henry. Free agency prediction, Shane, and why?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Derrick Henry's high school stats is one of the craziest things to look at. If you're ever bored, just look it up. It is awesome.
Bro.
I think Henry is out of Tennessee. I love him on the Titans, but just, you know, he had that goodbye, and I think he's just going to – he's done. Yeah. So, Baltimore. Everyone's already saying it. I think it makes the most amount of sense, and really that gives Baltimore one more piece that really can help them and hopefully can take some pressure off of Lamar, where he doesn't have to run all the time.
Gotcha.
That him and – oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anywho, the trade was almost done for Derrick Henry to go to Dallas Cowboys per rumors, so it just makes the most sense with Dallas cutting ties with old Tony Pollard. If they need an RB1, Derrick Henry's still an RB1. But, man, if Buffalo could just get under that cap.
Yeah, I can get under the cap.
We some kind of way. I mean, we paying Von Miller so much money.
He keeps blaming Von Miller. It's not Von Miller.
It's so much money.
It's not Von Miller.
And shout out to Von Miller. Get that check, big dog. But if we could somehow get below the cap, I'll go pick him up from there.
If it was Von, he would have been cut out already.
That's definitely. I have an article that says they can't cut him.
If it was the case, he would have been gone.
Yeah, it's going to cost too much to cut him.
Okay. I have him going to the Baltimore Ravens. Look, Derrick Henry led the NFL in carries for the fourth time in the last 5 seasons. A fleet car, guys. Also made double-digit end zone trips for the sixth time in 6 consecutive years. He's 30 years old. It's 247 pounds, dog. And his below-average carries, as far as last year's, per yards, the worst of his career. I know it was a bad offensive line in Tennessee, but there's a place for him to still be a power rusher. It is Baltimore. You're not getting the ball 20 times a game, but Todd Monken is going to find a way to get him there, to get the ball going. He's an upgrade for what they had last year, pairing with Lamar Jackson. Let's go home.
And remember that picture they took with the three of them, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah. I mean, even if his play speed is starting to decline, he's still a running back one. He's only 30.
He's still top five, six running backs in the league right now.
Tough. I got five better than him.
Let's do it.
I got five better than him.
Give me five.
You ready?
Give me five.
Josh Jacobs is better than him.
Uh-uh.
Wrong.
Josh Jacobs is better than him. Josh Jacobs is better than him.
Nah, I'm telling
you. C-Mac. We know C-Mac.
Yeah.
I ain't
just hard.
Jonathan. Christian McCaffrey.
No.
Jonathan Taylor is better than him.
Nope. He's not durable enough. I ain't gonna do that. Derrick Henry, Derrick Henry,
No, I'm not gonna do that because you just told me that a guy, Jonathan Taylor,
Christian McCaffrey, is Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Robinson not better than him?
Dude, Bijan Robinson gonna have 1,800 yards this year. Put on the board.
Bijan 1800. Will Rush.
Atlanta's going to run him in the ground this year.
For 1,800. Make sure I write that 1,800 yards.
What's
today's date? You damn lie.
Barn injury.
3-1.
Barn injury.
We know it's barn injuries. Yeah. Moving right along to Josh Jacobs, running back, 26 years old. He's only 20. Man, he's way better than Derrick Henry at 26. Shane, give me your free agent prediction and why.
Yeah. If he's way better, then why is he below Derrick Henry on the list?
It's not in no particular order.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. First thought that I had about Josh Jacobs was going to my Eagles. I really hope my Eagles retain our running back from this past year, who I'm blanking on his name for some reason. DeAndre Swift. Yeah. Philly kid. You know, he did really, really well. I loved him. I hope we can re-sign him. But he kind of fits the MO on that offense.
Yeah.
However, I think he goes to the Titans. It's a like-for-like switch between him and Derrick Henry. He's younger. You know, what we've just kind of been, you know, joking about. He has less tread on his tires. You know, he kind of fills that void, fills that role, and he would be a good, like, big-name pick to bring back onto the Titans.
I ain't mad at that. What you got, Jeff?
I like that pick. But he's going to Chicago. Chicago needs a running back. They're going to take their quarterback of the future at number one. You have your wide receiver one already there. Now you need your running back. You need to go get Josh Jacobs.
I have him going to the Dallas Cowboys. It's just hard to value what Josh Jacobs is. Because four of those five NFL seasons, he's basically been a replacement back. And he got, then his 1 year, boom, he goes and leads the league in rushing. In that fifth season, he's arguably the best back in all of the NFL. But you said and say that Derrick Henry ain't been the top back in 3 years, bro. What are we talking about? Anyway, his improvement as a pass catcher is the selling point for the Dallas Cowboys. Any team investing big money over multiple years is a real risk, but I think you can do that if you are the Dallas Cowboys because you have such an explosive offense at the wide receiver position. I think you put him alongside my boy Deuce Vaughn, who I think that's the reason they get rid of Tony Pollard, to give Deuce Vaughn more looks. He'll have a volume grinder for the Cowboys, getting a guy that can make defenders miss. I'm got him going to Dallas. I like the Titans, though. It's not a bad look.
Chicago makes sense, too, though.
Yeah. Moving on to the next guy. It is Marquise Hollywood Brown, wide receiver, 26 years old. Jeff, for any prediction of why?
It's another if, but if somehow Buffalo can get under the salary cap, stop paying these old-ass defensive players so much money.
He's not even old. And if it was a situation where he was that old.
Defense period. Our defense period is old, bro. No,
yeah, secondary. I've been trying to tell y'all to get rid of Trey White. He's overrated. He hadn't played in games. He hadn't played in a full season in 5 years.
Okay.
Get rid of his ass.
Yeah, possible. Okay. So we got to cut. We got to do something. Because, I mean, so much money on defense. So if we can somehow, if Buffalo can somehow get under the cap, salary cap, Marquise Brown on the other side of Stephon Diggs with those two tight ends makes so much sense.
Shay?
There is a trend, I think. I again, going back to me being an Eagles fan, I love the fact that we've got two number ones on the outside. I think Hollywood fits in Detroit. Compliments Sam Brown.
Yeah.
Compliments Sam LaPorta and, you know, Jared Goff. I doubted him a lot. He's only showed that he can perform. He's done pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think that him on the Detroit under Dan Campbell, I think that would be a pretty good, pretty solid offense.
Okay. I have him going to the Tennessee Titans. Doesn't Hollywood Brown look like a Tennessee Titans player? Yeah. He's gotten a bit overlooked playing with Arizona because he was without Kyler Murray for the majority of that time he's been there. But he still has great speed and has shown that he can be a real wide receiver too. He's not a number one guy, but he is a great number two. He'll be a different element for that Titans wide receiver room. And also with Brian Callahan's offense, we saw his explosive as we saw it with T. Higgins and also Chase. You got to get 2 to 3 guys. I think adding him on as to play the Tyler Boyd spot that they do in Cincinnati. I think it'll be straight alongside Treylon Burks and DeAndre Hopkins. You got to help Will Levis, man. I think this is the way to do it.
Mm. Another team that works for Hollywood Brown, though?
Mm.
Atlanta Falcons.
Other they don't need
of,
them.
Other side of Drake London.
They don't got another wide receiver. They I don't. Think they're going to attack that in the draft, though.
But why not get somebody that's already there for maybe sure. a lesser round? Like if it falls the right way, mm-hmm. Hollywood Brown in Atlanta makes sense, too.
Moving on to the next guy, we have Baker Mayfield, quarterback, 28 years old. Shane, free agent prediction and why?
Tampa. Tampa's a great spot for him. And it's not because – or I'm not going to – what I'm about to say is not because I don't like Tampa. I generally do. Does anyone care about football in Tampa? Like, it's a very, very low-key place. Do people know that they made the playoffs and they beat the Eagles? Like,
no.
People don't really talk about football that like that. And he, I think, had so much pressure on him, being the number one overall pick, trying to be the savior of Cleveland,
yeah.
and then being bounced around, I think, to two other teams,
yeah.
and then finding his spot in Tampa. He really kind of was able to get his feet under himself again, and he performed pretty well.
Yeah.
So if he can have that long-term stability and say, hey, this team's going to be yours for the next 3 years,
yep.
whatever it is, you perform, fantastic. You don't perform, no one's going to know because the media doesn't even know that Tampa's a place.
Mm-hmm. Unless Tom is there.
Yeah.
yeah, gotcha. That, yeah.
This is the 2024 version of Geno Smith. He played too well for you to get rid of him because you're mm-hmm. not going to be able to find that anywhere else, right? So you got to bring him back if you're Tampa, and Baker can take can back up the Brinks.
Yeah.
Stay in Tampa.
Yeah, he has to stay in Tampa. It's hard to know what he'll do without Dave Canales because he left to be the head coach in Carolina. But he had really good games, and he had his normal Baker Mayfield meltdown games as well. So I just want to see how he looks without Canales. Still a guy that can perform at a high level, and he is a good bridge quarterback for the future as well. Kind of similar like Jeff mentioned with Geno. So go back there in that new Tampa Bay offense. I don't know what he'll have around him. I'm sure Chris Godwin might be there, but the defense is going to be totally obliterated since that. Since you have so many players leaving since that, whether they win the Super Bowl 2 years ago with Sam. Yeah, so yeah, I think Mayfield just stays there, post some big numbers. Kind of similar to what Geno's doing. That's a good call with Geno, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Calvin Ridley, wide receiver, 29 years old. Shane, free agent prediction and why?
I think Carolina way overpays and they get him. Yeah. You got to give Bryce something.
Something.
He had a tough year because he had just nobody around. When you trade your number one wide receiver to the Bears to get that pick, to draft him,
yeah.
leaving him with nobody to throw to,
it's dirty.
It's a recipe for disaster. So I think they understand what they have in front of them and they just way overpay because otherwise I think Jacksonville is a pretty good spot for him mm-hmm. but again, you know, follow the money, and also it's exciting to play with Bryce.
Yeah,
who wouldn't want to play with a quarterback like that? So I think Carolina is a pretty decent spot for him to land in.
I'm mad at that.
I like that. I like that. But I think this is the way the New England Patriots make a splash in free agency mm-hmm. and they go get Calvin Ridley here. You're drafting your quarterback of the future in this draft. Get him a weapon. And you got a weapon for 2 to 3 years to help build with that quarterback with Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
And that makes sense for me.
That quarterback of the future is supposed to be Drake May. Yeah. And he ain't no better than Mac Jones. So
I'm just saying, but you got to get whoever that quarterback is. You're right. It probably is going to be Drake May. Yeah. They got to get him something to throw to.
He's getting out there early on Drake May. He's not like that. my prediction for them is Jacksonville, man. A little bit older than we think, being 29, but he's been 4 years removed as far as being a number one guy. I think he has to stay in Jacksonville, though, because everybody can use a strong number two. And I think that's just what he is with Trevor Lawrence. Sudden mover, route tree is crazy, can be schemed open in Doug Peterson's offense, but he had a lot of drops and a lot of missed throws with Trevor Lawrence, him being wide open. So bring it back one more time in Jacksonville, sign a 2-year deal, see what you can do with him.
AFC South is
going to
be fun.
AFC South is good to watch. Good football. And last but not least, we have Austin Ekeler, 29 years old. Jeff, close things out. Fridge prediction and why?
Speaking of the AFC South, let go of Devin Singletary. Bring in Austin Ekeler to the Houston Texans. Pay him with CJ Stroud. That's your weapon. That's your weapon out of the backfield. And, man, that's, oh my gosh, that's going to be scary.
Yeah.
Austin Ekeler in the Houston Texans.
Shane.
I think Carolina again, to be honest.
Yeah, they need
Miles Sanders did not work out for them last year, so they'll probably either get rid of him or find a trade partner for him. But it's really now just about getting weapons for your young playmaker. You know, with Bryce, he has to have some people to take the pressure off of himself. Their line's a little bit anemic. So we'll see about getting him some actual blocking and whatever else. But he's an do-it-all type back, you know, and I just think that he would fit pretty well there. Take a one-year deal, kind of prove it, and then figure it out next year for long term.
And that's for the same reason I have him going to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jeez Louise.
One of the smallest backs in the league, coming off an average year, 3.5 per carry. You lose Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you're going to lose Jerick McKinnon, both to free agency. Short-term deal, like Shane mentioned. Very good pass catcher. Very elusive in space. Big Red will draw up plays to get him wide open. Just a backfield threat, man. He hadn't really had in a long time. 21 personnel, the ability to catch out of the backfield. To the Chiefs, man. Ooh, with the Kansas City Chiefs. If they get him and a wide receiver one and bring Chris Jones back.
There's only one ball, though. There only one person can get a... Yeah, touches every play.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if you're throwing over the top to Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who they just cut yesterday, wide open, he's missing wide open pass, you get a guy that can go catch that in Mike Evans, and then you get a guy and you get rid of those two running backs, and you have Pacheco, and you have him and Pacheco?
Wouldn't you think that – or doesn't Pacheco want to be the number one, though?
Yeah, I mean, but he's been sharing a lot of space with him, Jerick McKinnon, and also Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's used to it.
But now he doesn't have to, though. Now it's his turn to really step up, take hold of that offense under Pat, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, if it's me, I'm kind of prideful, and I would want to, you know, say, hey, this is my backfield, and this is me. You know, if you're coming in here, you know, step on my neck, because otherwise you're not getting that ball.
That makes sense. He can be the bell cow, but having Eckler as weapon X, as a Deebo Samuel-type weapon or something like that, and we know Kansas City wants that three-peat.
Yeah.
And this is the way you go get that. And they've spoken about perfect seasons. They've spoken about three-peats. And this is how you go do it.
You know, perfect season.
I'm just saying they've spoken about it.
They want that three-peat. Yeah, for sure. I know they do. Yeah. They're going to have a long night and they come back. Levi, we're going to be dead. And that is. Free agency prediction. Offensive side of the ball. Guess what? Defense is next week.
Yes, sir.
Defense is next week. A lot of guys on that defensive side about some openings. Hey, listen. Yeah. Some guys, some game changers on the defensive side of the ball that are free agents. Mm-hmm. Woo.
Watch out for the Arizona Cardinals.
They got money to blow.
They got money to blow.
Titans, Arizona, Commanders, and somebody else got hella bread on speed.
Yeah. Is it the Bears?
It's the Bears.
It's the Bears. It is the Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears.
A lot of money. Chicago Bears got so many holes, though.
Yeah.
Free Justin Fields.
Yeah, so in Atlanta.
Yeah, free Justin Fields. Shane, we appreciate you pulling up, my brother. It's always a good time.
Always.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what's the name of your song I got to listen to?
Make Damn Sure. One word.
Make Damn Sure. I'm going to listen to that right now. Tweet some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment. Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page. On the iTunes page, please rate and subscribe. More importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Shane from Philly.
He ain't got one.
He ain't got one?
Nah, Shane didn't
have one. Is it my sign off?
Yeah, what's your sign off say?
Yeah. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
There we go. Yeah. Cameraman, the Revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.